It is Monday morning. There is no football on the agenda for this week, so we can get back to the serious business.
Not for a couple weeks now.
Yes, exactly right. We're joined this morning by Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Happy Monday to both of you.
Happy Monday.
Morning, guys.
And Todd, let me begin with you, because we did have a primary over the weekend. Everyone may have forgotten that in the Super Bowl hype. Mitt Romney with his third, I guess, decisive win. You could say New Hampshire was relatively decisive. Yep. Colorado and Minnesota hold caucuses tomorrow. How are things shaping up? It doesn't look like, although Mitt Romney's now in his third win, the field is going to narrow.
No, it's not. Everybody's staying in. Interestingly, it's true, the Nevada caucus was Saturday. They didn't finish counting the votes in Nevada until after the game was over last night. They only had about 30,000 votes to get through, and voting was difficult in Nevada. We didn't know the official results until after the Super Bowl was over last night. The candidates are moving on to Colorado today. Both Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich in Colorado today. Incidentally, Mitt Romney at Arapahoe High School in Centennial, two blocks from my dad's house in Denver. Hi, Dad. They'll be there campaigning. Mitt Romney has Colorado firmly in hand, up by double digits over Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum in Colorado. Then on to Minnesota also, and Newt Gingrich is doing some campaigning in Minnesota today. Mitt Romney canceling his events in Minnesota before the weekend. Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, who's also a Mitt Romney supporter, of course, doing some get out the vote efforts for him. But here's what's interesting about the small state of Minnesota. Rick Santorum polling right now. The polls aren't great in Minnesota. Rick Santorum is polling in the lead, Celeste. He's going to do very, very well there. Alternatively, Newt Gingrich does very well. Look potentially for Mitt Romney to not win there. Of course, Minnesota's not incredibly decisive, not the end of the world for the Republican primary, but it may well break Mitt Romney's little streak here.
And of course, we're looking ahead to the weeks ahead. After February is over is what many of these candidates are looking forward to, which is
doldrums.
Why right. All right. So let's talk about Congress. We do still have a Congress which is getting some things done in the midst of all this the politics of the GOP race. And the Stock Act is getting ready to move forward. We talked about this a little bit last week. And Charlie, can you remind us exactly what this does? This is the one that is about insider trading among the Congress?
Insider trading among Congress, that they have to provide notification of when they've traded in different stocks. This is, you know, really coming after the wake of several stories, especially on 60 Minutes, about whether or not congressmen and their staff were trading on information that they had that was not publicly available.
How does the notification keep them from doing something illegal?
Well, I mean, the goal here is really to get them to comply with the idea of not trading on this by having before it was once a year that they had to provide information about stocks that they had traded. I mean, they're not supposed to do it, and they are to make sure also that they provide this information earlier, the hope being that by doing that, people could see if they actually are trading on inside information.
All right. Todd, though there are complaints that this is yet another piece of legislation which is not going to have a huge effect.
Insider trading has always been illegal among members of Congress and members of the government. You cannot trade on inside information. Even the supporters of this bill stipulate that it just codifies it, makes it clear. There have never been any proven cases in this last year of members of Congress doing enforceable SEC, enforceable insider trading. Nonetheless, the president called for it. Everybody wants to be on the right side of religion on this bill. The Senate passed it last week in an expanded version. Celeste, this doesn't just apply to members of Congress. This applies to all workers in the executive branch, from somebody in some agency all the way up to the president himself. They're debating now whether the disclosure should be once every 90 days or once every month when you're making trades. The House is going to pass it this week. It's going to be on the House floor. Republicans want to vote for this too. It's going to depend on some of the details, but they're likely to get it done and send it to the president this week.
And the president has said he will sign it. So let's talk about one other piece of news, which has been our high piece of news for the past, I don't know, 3-4 years now, the economy. We have not
housing.
Exactly. And there's things happening in Europe at this point. Greece is, of course, in the headlines again. They're debating whether or not they can make these cuts deep enough to satisfy the EU. Charlie, what could happen with Greece?
Well, I mean, the worry is that do other European countries decide, you know what, we can't bail them out. They're not going to meet the conditions that we want them to meet and cut them loose. But I think that would be very dangerous, clearly. We've been talking a lot about the danger if Greece were to leave the eurozone, sort of the effects of that. The analogy that's always given is, look what happened after Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. There were all these sort of follow-on consequences that people had never really anticipated. So the situation right now in Greece is that we're expecting more protests, perhaps starting today or tomorrow, because these emergency talks that they're trying to have amongst the legislators to come up with a deal to meet the conditions of getting another round of bailout money, close to $170 billion that they want to get from the larger European bodies, so that they won't go bankrupt basically in March. This is a huge deal. They're having difficulty getting more pay cuts from the private sector, from the public sector. They need to negotiate with banks.
Continuing protests.
I mean, what we're sort of seeing here is the austerity measures in the country are so unpopular that they can't get it passed through. But if they can't get it passed through, then they don't get the money. And if they don't get the money, then Greece could default.
All right. So troubling news overseas. But here at home, Todd, especially after the unemployment numbers came out on Friday, the economic news seems a little more uplifting.
It's been helping President Obama, that's for sure. The president's going to have a bit of a spring in his step this week after the jobs numbers that came out last week that I know Charlie reported on. The White House was very careful not to overtalk the quality of the jobs numbers, because they can go up, they can go down. It's been good for President Obama. Washington Post ABC poll out last night is going to be affecting the narrative this week, because the president is firmly ensconced in positive approval territory among all voters. 50 to 51%, the president's approval rating hasn't been there since the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, the president is 47% among independents. That's weak and that's gushy. But here's what's interesting. The ongoing GOP campaign is having an effect on the public's perception of Mitt Romney. 55% in this Washington Post ABC poll, who say they're closely following the campaign, say it's giving them a negative impression. And the more they learn about Mitt Romney, the more they see the campaign, the worse their opinion is. The White House loves that. This campaign continues this week, and that really doesn't look like it can be helpful to the Republicans.
Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent, and Charlie Herman, economics editor both for The Takeaway and our co-producer, WNYC Radio. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
That's your agenda.